Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, at the beginning of April, Comporium, along with multiple partners, introduced a new bike share program to the city. Matt Dosh is the COO at Comporium and said the usage data is impressive.
That our vendor partner keeps track of and periodically provides to us, they characterize it as one of the strongest, most successful system starts that they've ever had. And they're up to 30-plus systems across the country right now. So they're very excited about it. That makes us very excited about it. I can't tell you how many people have seen a bike go down their street and they've snapped a picture of it and texted me the picture and said, there's another one of your bikes. And they just seem to be all over town, downtown. A lot of people are using them and a lot of people are kind of excited to see people biking around Old Town.
And the statistics?
In the last month, 900 trips were taken by 470 riders who pedaled almost 2,500 miles. During the weekday, we've been averaging almost 29 trips per day across the system. And on the weekends, almost 48 trips per day across the system. And an average trip distance of about 3 miles.
And there is a possibility the city could bring in more public bikes.
We want to make sure that bikes are available when people want to use them. And so far, they are. So the driver of adding more bikes in total will be driven, of course, by if all the bikes are out and people still need a bike, then we'll look at adding bikes. As the University Center continues to get developed, and I know there are a couple new breweries that are going to be opening on West White Street, we've got another hub that we can draw near, University Center.
The bikes weren't necessarily a big hit right away.
It took about a week and a half or 2 weeks for the hubs to be installed on the Winthrop campus. And so you can see on the usage charts when the hubs were installed on the Winthrop campus, and the usage really kind of went off the charts after that point.
During the weekday, they have been averaging 29 trips per day on the system, while the weekends are 48 trips a day.
We saw a nice bump while the Winthrop students were in, and since they left, it's kind of settled down, and it's settled into a pattern, and the statistics I rattled off reflect sort of that steady state right now. Those statistics will jump back up again in the fall when Winthrop is back in session.
The purpose of the bikes was to help connect the growing Knowledge Park area to downtown Rock Hill, and Dosh said if you have yet to use one of the bikes, there are not many better ways to find out what is going on in the city.
Everyone involved though is very excited. For people who haven't been downtown lately, grabbing a bike and riding around for free is a great way to see what's going on with all the new development downtown.
And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM. Brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.